are listening to the Nasty Backpack Podcast.
What up, everybody? It's your boy, Nasty Backpack. Y'all listening to the Nasty Backpack Podcast. Sorry, guys. I'm a little bit under the weather. I'm not feeling bad, but my voice is a little bit crummy. And so I do apologize for that before we start off. But welcome, everybody. I love you all. We'll break it down with prayer first. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for today, Lord. We thank you for everything that you're doing in our lives, Lord. We thank you for waking us up, and we thank you for just being present with us, Lord. Lord, I ask that you bless this platform, Lord, that to all the viewers listening, Lord, that you touch their hearts, Lord, reveal yourself to them, Lord, and you just bring peace and joy to their ears and eyes, Lord. Lord, I ask that you fill them with the Holy Spirit, and you allow your will to be done here on this platform, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right, let's go ahead and get to it. Right now, you know, going through like the news cycle and everything, we got a lot of stuff to break down, a lot of stuff going on in the world. I wanted to start off with Ryan Garcia. You know, phenomenal boxer. You know, is kind of in his prime right now, but you know, is coming off a couple losses. He brings God into a lot of his conversations, but I think he's still living a very dark life, and a lot of crazy stuff is happening in these last 10 days. You know, at one point there was reports that he was dead. Then there was reports that he was kidnapped. And then he's claiming that he was kidnapped. He's claiming that he was taken to Helium Grove, I believe, which is in California. It's like a sacred campground that a lot of the elites are reported to go to and do have certain ceremonies and sacrifices. And it's just a real, real dark, evil place. And you know, Ryan Garcia had a lot of videos coming out that he was taken there, that they were raping little boys, killing little boys, drinking their blood. And it's really crazy what some of the reports that are coming out now. You know, there's a lot of speculations, and you know, you really have to use discernment and everything going on. Now, what do I think is going on? It's tough. It's a tough situation. I think, honestly, if I had to break down what I think is going on, I think it's a lot of demonic activity in Ryan's life due to some of his own behavior, some of the gateways that he has opened up, everything from fornication to drug use and alcohol use to you know, cursing, and you know, these are all gateways to demonic activity. You know, and so when you open those doors, you leave the realm, in the spiritual realm, for demons to come into your lives and kill, steal, and destroy, because that's what the devil wants. You know, is Ryan being obedient to the word of God? Absolutely not. I mean, you can tell in his press conference, the amount of cussing, him admitting to fornication, him admitting to I've been going, and this is not speculation. This is interviews and live streams that he's admitted to these things, and so press conference, and you know, we know he's, you know, the team that's that he has around him, you know, it seems like they're trying to keep him well, but he also has a bigger team around him that is, you know, a little bit more on the darker side. We know that Oscar De La Hoya has a drug pass, and he's the one that's promoting a lot of these fights and heavily involved in Ryan's contracts and things like that, where the pay-per-views are going to be on and everything of that nature. He's putting these fights together, so you know, he might, you know, Ryan Garcia has a lot of times spoken out against Oscar De La Hoya, but you know, one thing that stood out to me was in the press conference with Devin Haney, I believe his name is, which was just recently. You know, you can kind of see Oscar De La Hoya in the back, kind of like, you know, looks as if he is on coke or on some kind of drug in the back. And you know, Devin Haney, he called Ryan out on it while Ryan was up there speaking. In a sense, what happened to your voice? What's wrong with your voice? You need to stay off of coke. And Ryan did not deny that he was under some kind of influence. Because he's like, you know, right after he gave glory to God, he admitted that he's been yelling and screaming and he's been drinking and smoking weed. That's why his voice is like that. Which is crazy, you know what I mean? It's crazy, and you know, when we're living this Christian walk, it's obedient. You gotta be obedient in order to have the Lord walking with you. And I know we all come as broken people. Trust me, I've been in the same boat. I used to do the exact same things that Ryan's doing. And I was doing that at a time that I came to God. But as we come to God, as we come to Jesus, Jesus starts removing the things in your life that are going to keep you distance from Him. Fornication is going to keep you distance from the Lord. Drugs are going to keep you distance from the Lord. Alcohol is going to keep you distance from the Lord. And you know, there's times where we are going to fall, but at some point, how much do we have to lose in order to keep going backwards, to keep, you know? And right now, I feel like Ryan is just distant from the Lord. It sounds like he's trying to get back to that point, but with the amount of influence, the amount of money that he has around him, you know, it's a battle. It's a battle. And so, and that's part of the spiritual warfare, because the devil doesn't want him to come to the Lord. And I seen his, it looks like maybe possibly his trainer. It looks like his trainer, you know, he wrote a list of, requests, non-negotiable requests that Ryan has to do every day. And part of it was Bible study. And he made Ryan sign it, and Ryan signed it. But, you know, he has to be obedient to that list, because if you're not obedient to the things of the Lord, then you're always gonna be distant from the Lord. And this demonic activity that you've been claiming, it's going to continue to happen, and it's going to get worse. It's going to get worse unless you fully surrender to the Lord. And so, you know, it's just a sad time that we see with him. You know, keep him in your prayers, because I do feel that he can do a lot for the kingdom. But he has to be obedient, and that's the hard part, is walking down the path of the straight and narrow. Jesus told us that many will go through the highway of to hell, to the disobedience, the wickedness, evil, being evildoers, to the things of this world, but very few will walk down the path of the straight and narrow. And so, you know, I feel like, you know, we have to be with God when things are amazing in our lives, because we know all good gifts come from the Lord. Everything comes from the Lord. He is the creator. But when, you know, I feel like things are getting torn up in Ryan's life right now. You know, I'm not sure when his divorce happened, but a divorce will send a man into a bad place. Divorce always does that. And trust me, I know, because there was a point where before I came to God, me and my wife were talking about divorce, all the way to the point where I was Googling divorce lawyers and trying to set up consultations and things like that, and look at the process of divorce. That's not what makes God happy. And so, you know, but through the grace of God in my life, I promise God, if you restore my marriage, I will come to you fully, and I will bring my family to you. And our God, being just a faithful God, he held up his side of the deal, and I absolutely held up my side of the deal as well, by bringing my immediate family to the Lord. And I'm still working on discipling to my parents and my brothers and sisters and my children that are not in the house, to also bring them as well, because, you know, at the end of the day, now we have discernment of what hell looks like. We have a discernment of what the kingdom looks like. We have a discernment of our purpose here. And I don't want to see any of my family go to hell. I don't want to know, you know, everybody's getting older every day, and things can happen like a thief in the night. Death can come like a thief in the night, just like Jesus told us. No, nor man, nor even Jesus said that he don't even know when the thief will come. But he'll come like a robber in the night, and you know, when the end times are going to happen. Do I think Jesus don't know? I know Jesus knows. He's Lord. He's God. But in that moment, as a man, as 100% man, and as 100% God, he was being so humble that in that moment, he didn't know, I feel. But, you know, I say that to say, like, Ryan, brother, we wish you the best. We want to see you grow from this. We want to see you come out of this on top. But brother, you gotta fully surrender to the Lord. You gotta start turning away from the evil things. You gotta start turning away from the evil things. You know, because those evil things will lead you to the pits of hell. Those fornicating, cussing, drugs, addiction, disobedient, sin, that those things do lead you to the pit. And so you gotta fully surrender and be that example of a child of God that Jesus wants us to be. And so we can't lean on our own understanding, and we can't have one foot in and one foot out. We can't have one foot in at the Lord's table and have one foot in at the devil's table, because it's corrupt at that moment. And so we got to make sure that we're giving our all to the Lord. We're not bringing idols to the trying to bring idols to the kingdom, because that won't. Things of this world will stay in this world, and things of the heavens will go to heaven. And so, you just gotta make sure, man, you're fully surrendering to the Lord. I was on one of your streams the other day, and the victory's already won. The victory's already won, and you just gotta fully surrender, man. You gotta fully surrender. You're gonna start seeing the sanctification happen. You're gonna start seeing the transformation happening in your life. And you gotta fully come to Christ. And if that means sitting down and putting boxing down for a moment, that's what we have to do, But I see how it's just a lot of funkiness going on, We see videos that are crystal clear, Ryan. And then we see videos that look as if he has an AI face on. And so we don't know what is true and what is being fabricated. But we do know that God is the truth. Jesus is the truth, the way, the truth, and the life. And the life. And so we got to make sure that, we'll give that glory to God. He is our worthy King. And if we are, like I said, if we're dipping and dabbing in other things, we're leaving that door open for demonic activity to happen. And in this case, that's what it's looking like. He did make claims that he was taken to the Helium Grove. To be taken to such an evil, dark place, if you are seeing these things, and you are, you did witness all this, why you? Why do they choose you to go over there and expose that to you? And the only way I feel that could have happened was by you having one foot in and one foot out. And so, you got to keep yourself pressed into the Lord. You got to keep the Lord as your foundation. You got to keep the Bible in your hand. You got to keep your eye. What's in your eye is the treasure of your heart. And if it's things of this world that your eye is fascinated on, then your heart will also be there. And so you just want to make sure that you're refocusing your life on the Lord. You're putting God first above everything, above boxing, above all, because like Jesus told us, I am not here to bring peace on earth. Don't think that I'm here to bring peace, but more, I'm here to be a sword. Divide you from your wife, to divide you from your parents, to divide you from things of this world, people of this world. And if you love these things above me, you are not worthy of me. If you want to follow me, you need to pick up your cross and follow. That meaning that you need to be obedient. You need to do the will that I'm here to do. Not I, but God, Jesus Christ, is here for.
What up, crew? Just wanted to drop in real quick and let y'all know about the YouTube channel. If y'all ain't checked out the YouTube channel, check out our YouTube channel, Nasty Backpack. That's where you see a lot of our outreach efforts. This podcast gets uploaded to there, and just some of the things that we're doing in the community to help improve what's going on out there. So if you haven't checked out the YouTube channel, go check it out. Subscribe, ring the bell, get the updates. It's your boy, Nasty Backpack. Let's get back to the show.
and we're back. So, you know, Ryan Garcia, he did out some names. He outed Oprah Winfrey's name. He outed Tom Hanks in a live stream that I was on. He sounds very fearful of his life. He was also on, I don't know if it was a phone call or a podcast with Andrew Tate, and, discussing some of the things, you know, he saw when he was going through, and, it's very convincing, and by no chance am I saying that what he's experiencing is delusional or a lie. But like I said, he is, I feel like he's, there's a demon attached to him where this stuff in this is coming out. Maybe people go to him either in real life or in a dream, or he did also mention that he went to a back door at the Vatican, and he's been to the Vatican and went through some of the back doors over there. And so, you know, these visions can be given to him in many different ways, or he could have actually been there. But like I said, when you open those doors to demonic activity, and you open, and I think he admitted this on the live stream that I watched the other day, that he did, because of his sin, he did allow demons to come in, and cling to him. But like I said, you can't have one foot in and one foot out with the Lord, because, you know, if you're fornicating with all these women, if you're opening yourself to this demonic activity, then, you know, you're going to be idolizing things of this world. You know, why do they take you and expose you to these things? Like the Bohemian Grove, where he said that they were doing these rituals on these little boys, drinking their blood, killing them, raping them, and it's one of two things. Either he's highly on drugs, where that's what he's starting to believe, which I don't think that's the case. I don't feel that's the case. Or he was participating in these things at one point, where now, like, you're brought to this stuff. Now, he did mention on the live stream that he can't release what he wants to release because they'll come in and kill his children and his family. But I mean, I feel just saying what you're saying could put your family at risk, and if that's the case. And so it's really a darkness above his life and that he's dealing with right now. Like I said, we just got to continue to pray for him and continue allowing God to do his will through Ryan Garcia, because that's a big platform, that's a big voice. But like I said, man, like, you know, you can't be half-stepping when it comes to the Lord, because God definitely does not like that. I mean, if that's the life you are living, then you're gonna see that God is not gonna allow that. He's not gonna allow you to be there like that. And so you gotta make sure that you're coming to God in your best light. Because like I said, if God is seeing that you're kind of half-stepping, he's not going to give you his favor. And he's going to allow these demons to continue. I do feel, Ryan, that you do need deliverance. And so, that's definitely something that you need to definitely look into, because if you're sitting there, like I said, you allow these demons to come in, then you need those demons to also go out. And so just know, once you clean that holy temple and you cast those out, you can't go back to backsliding, because as soon as you open that door up, not only is that demon going to come back, but he's going to come back with 7 of his friends. And we know this demonic activity happens. We read the story of Legion, where they are many. So a man can have many demons in them. And so we just gotta really press into the Lord. You really need deliverance. And you gotta put yourself around good, holy people. Because you're not, like I said, you're not gonna get delivered from this behavior, from this activity, if you are opening yourself up to that. So we love you. We love you as a man of God, brother. But you got to, like I said, you got to press into the Lord. So with that being said, we'll go ahead and jump to our next topic.